My wife said to me once, you can agree with me or you can be wrong.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
The last few days, we've been talking with one of my heroes, Wilma Dirksen, about her book, The Way of Letting Go. In it, she tells the story of her daughter's murder and of choosing to forgive. She tells of letting go of bitterness, letting go of the need for a happy ending, and she also confesses that she loves to laugh. In this brief snippet, we get a little silly and talk of a few things, including grandparenting. I sure hope my daughter isn't listening. Five questions, Wilma. The thing I love about grandparenting is...
seeing the world through their fresh eyes. My daughter just called me yesterday, actually. She says, you know what, Georgia, her little two-year-old, she was asking for donuts, and we don't have any donuts. She shouldn't know about donuts because it's, you know, sugar. And I said, well, where did you learn about donuts, and where did you taste them? And she said, Grandma. I mean, to put something like that together as a two-year-old is remarkable. She's going to be amazing.
The hardest thing about being a grandma
is not being able to feed them sugar.
Exactly.
Well, what do we have left, you know?
Nothing.
Okay, I've broken the rule. And it's the hardest thing.
I did that just yesterday with mine. I had some amazing chocolate. And my daughter said, no chocolate. And I gave her some chocolate. I am just very rebellious and I need help.
I know, it's horrible.
How many years have Cliff and you been married?
Ooh.
19?
I think it's 10.
It's 10. Okay, let's go with 10.
Times 4.5.
Times 4.5. So the reason Cliff and you have stayed married is?
Right in the beginning, a very wise pastor, preacher type person came and did a bit of premarital counseling to a group of young couples. And what I do remember him saying is, the most important thing is not to blame each other for something they can't change. And we kind of made that a rule right then and there. And so we can stop all blaming, all anger in our marriage by saying, well, I couldn't help that.
Yeah.
And the fierceness of misapplied blame is, I think, the most destructive thing in marriage. I mean, there's many, right? But that's right. One of them. And especially given what we had to go through, blame is a very ugly force when murder happens or tragedy happens.
Mm. Here's what I love most about the Nazarene, about Jesus.
I fell in love with Jesus in a new way when I read the part about him using women to support his tour. Jesus was not afraid of strong women. And he signaled to all the women that they were safe with him. And he understood them and he valued them. That just validated his love of women for me. So I just fell in love with him then.
Very interesting. Actually, I'm glad my daughter was listening, not to the part about giving sugar to my grandchild. I was joking, Rachel. But to Wilma's words about women. You see, Jewish rabbis began every temple meeting with the words, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, for thou hast not made me a woman." Imagine. Then came Jesus. In every encounter with women, Jesus changed their lives. Most amazingly, the first witnesses to Jesus' resurrection were women. Women who could not even testify in court. I remember when I told this to my daughter and watched a smile spread across her face. May that smile be on your face today as you reflect on His amazing grace.
So what's your story? At Laugh Again, we receive testimonies every month from people across the country who have been impacted by the program. Recently, Susan wrote to tell us that it was Phil's daily ministry with Laugh Again on the radio that helped her out of grief and helped her to laugh again. We'd love to hear your Laugh Again story too. Just call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.